You are listening to the Training Podcast from PursueGod.org.
Hey leaders, welcome to the Pursue God Training Podcast. My name is Brock.
My name is Abigail.
And today we're going to give you a complete roadmap for leading the SALT program. And we're going to start with showing you the whole 9-month journey, kind of the big picture. And then we're also going to take a look at the nightly flow. And we're just going to learn how to make everything a little bit more meaningful, fun, and also focus on just the spiritual side of things.
If you're leading SALT, this is your playbook. So we're just going to start by talking about the big picture vision, which is that SALT is a 9-month leadership program that helps students to grow in their faith, serve consistently, and lead by example in their local church. And it comes from the words of Jesus in Matthew 5:13, which says, "You are the salt of the earth." So our hope for SALT students is that they learn to be distinct, purposeful, and impactful in a world that needs Jesus. So the program centers around 3 core habits. Number 1 is read daily through the Bible plan, which you as a leader get to kind of decide what Bible plan you want to do. We encourage just a New Testament Bible plan. One off of YouVersion is pretty easy. Number 2 is serve weekly on a ministry team. And number 3 is meet monthly for teaching, discussion, and accountability. So your job as a leader is to guide students through these habits, cheer them on, and just make it relational, consistent, and fun.
Yeah, and so here's what the 9-month program will look like. We're going to break it down. So the first 6 weeks is what we call boot camp. Now, these first weeks set the whole tone. This is where students meet each other, start the Bible reading plan, and also figure out where they want to serve. During this time, they're also going to learn kind of the rhythm of SALT and just get comfortable with it. So that's the first 6 weeks. Then from months 2 to 8, we're going to have our monthly meeting. So after boot camp, you're just going to meet once a month for a leadership lesson. And you can find topics for this on PursueGod.org in our students section. We're going to have a lot of fun and relatable topics for students and leaders to go over together. Also, during these monthly meetings, there's going to be a Bible and serving check-in. So this just means basically checking in on how is the Bible plan going, and also where are you serving and how are you feeling in that area. And that's something, leaders, that you can use as a way to really connect with your students and kind of walk alongside them in these things. And it also gives you an opportunity to lead by example. And then also in these monthly meetings, you're going to just have a group discussion about that leadership lesson. And then in closing, you'll have a time of prayer together just to center it back towards God. So that's months 2 through 8. And then month 9 is the final meeting, otherwise known as the graduation. Now, this final meeting will celebrate the growth. Everybody can share stories. And its ultimate purpose is to help launch students forward so that they can keep living out their faith. So just a quick recap, every meeting during this 9-month program will follow a similar rhythm, but the first few weeks kind of focus on relationships and introductions, while the later months are going to focus more on leadership growth and consistency.
The next section that we want to talk about is preparing before each meeting. So here's what leaders should do before every SALT meeting. We encourage you to watch the lesson video or the podcast and just review the talking points and discussion questions, just so that you're familiar with it, ready to talk about it if students have questions, and just have a solid idea of what the night should look like as you walk into it. And if you just want a reminder of just the structure of the night or just some help, feel free to listen to this leader podcast as many times as you want. Another thing that we want to encourage is just for you to really think about the atmosphere of where you're meeting. So if you can, we really encourage you to meet at somebody's house or at a park or someplace where it just feels a little bit more homey than meeting at the church.
This makes a difference. And even if your church is cool looking or, I don't know, pretty homey, it can really just help everyone feel a little more comfortable if it's at a house or a park.
Yeah, it just feels more like a get-together, like a hangout. And just, I think students even just feel more comfortable and just laid back. So that's our hope and our goal. But if you're doing that at a church, that's totally fine. Maybe play some music, have some snacks ready. Even just starting a game while students arrive can just help break the ice a little bit. So the next thing we just want to encourage is that you just plan the fun, that you come with icebreakers or simple games that can just help students to just relax a little bit, to get to know each other, that this is supposed to just be an awesome space for students to connect with one another and leaders and really grow not only in their leadership, but also in their friendships. So the goal is for students to show up feeling like this is their space, a place where they want to be.
And that is super important because while there is going to be a level of fun, we also want them to feel comfortable being able to get serious and being able to talk about some of the maybe more challenging things that arise when we discuss leadership. Okay, it's time to get practical. We talked about the bigger picture, the 9-month program, but now we're just going to run through a simple outline for each SALT night. So number one, like we already talked about, it's important to break the ice. And so this can look like bringing food, playing some games. And what this does is it sets a relational tone. It breaks down the walls and allows people to be ready to get comfortable talking with each other. And then next, it's time to watch the video or listen to the podcast. Now, the videos in the student podcasts are actually going to be shorter, and that's important. As we all know, younger people's attention spans aren't the best. So it's important to keep it short and focused so that they can be prepared for your discussion. Then after you watch the video or listen to the podcast on pursuegod.org, you can scroll underneath and find the talking points. And what we've discovered is that it's really impactful to invite the students to take turns reading the talking points out loud. Get them involved in this part of the discussion. And then once you do that and set up a clear direction for the conversation and what exactly you're talking about, then move on to the questions and ask one question at a time. So read the question, let the group respond, and try to keep it conversational. Follow the golden thread of the conversation. It's okay to go off on a rabbit trail every now and then, as long as you can make sure you loop back around to the main point.
And I think that's a key point here as well, that if students are really interested in talking about a productive topic that they really need to talk about, like let that go where it needs to go and just follow and try to encourage them with what you can.
Yeah. And if you can, try to connect it to the bigger theme. Ultimately, the biggest theme that we're always going to bring the topic back to is Jesus. So this should be pretty easy. And then after the discussion, you're going to move on and check in on Bible reading and serving. You're going to ask each student how they're doing, what they think of the Bible reading, and also how they're feeling about serving where they are. This is a time for you as a leader to encourage consistency and to also celebrate the wins. Then lastly, to close out the night, you'll end with prayer requests. So have each student share something to pray about and invite students to pray for each other. Obviously, it's good for you, the leader, to pray for your students, but this whole thing is about creating opportunities for these students to lead. So giving them the chance to pray for each other is a really cool thing. And the great thing about this nightly flow outline is it's a simple rhythm and it can work whether you're in the boot camp weeks or all the way in month 7.
Our last section is just to encourage you that SALT is not about perfection. It's just about walking with students as they learn to own their faith. One of the key parts of SALT is that students are allowed to have doubts, to be figuring it out. They don't have to be fully formed in their Christian faith. This is a place where they get to grow. So as a leader, just remember that relationships come first. We encourage you to know your students personally, to just talk with them, become friends with them. It really means a lot to them. To model consistency, be faithful in the reading, serving, and showing up. You as leader have a lot of impact. If you're doing the reading plans and commenting, if you're serving on a weekly basis, and if you're showing up to these meetings, that is going to show them how to be a good leader. Keep it fun and welcoming. Kids come back when they feel connected and cared for. So the more you do that, the more they're going to want to be there. And lastly, pray with them and for them. This shapes hearts more than anything else, and God hears our prayers and He wants to answer them. So we just encourage you as the kids have prayer requests throughout the weeks, like pray for them throughout the week, not just when you're with them in that moment, and just really keep them on your mind. And yeah. So our goal and hope is that at the end of the 9 months, students feel closer to Jesus, more confident in serving and ready to lead others.
And hopefully they've found a new leader and mentor in you as well. Someone they can count on as life gets harder for them. All right, so that's the full SALT playbook. Remember, SALT is a 9-month journey that is built on daily Bible reading, weekly serving, and monthly meetings. And every time you meet, it should be filled with fun, but also never forget that it's all about discussion towards Jesus and getting students comfortable with praying to God. So if you want all the lessons, the videos, and the guides for the SALT program, you can find them on pursuegod.org. And if you're looking specifically for the SALT boot camp, you can go to pursuegod.org/SALT. So leaders, thank you for leading the next generation. We can't wait to see what God does through you and your students this year. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, please consider rating our podcast. It's a simple way to help us reach more people. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.